I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Anti-conversion laws still pose a threat to Christians in India. Several states expect laws to be passed or already have them in place. David Shibley of Global Advance says anti-conversion laws may have negative short-term effects, but overall, the church will keep growing. It's still difficult for believers, and your prayers are needed. And doors have opened for ministry in Zimbabwe. Through prayer and negotiation, SIM and its partners can now distribute critical food aid within the country's borders. Cholera and famine have claimed thousands of lives since August. And until now, government officials rejected SIM's multiple relief attempts. SIM needs prayer for wisdom and safety as they distribute food aid throughout eastern Zimbabwe. Pray also that through the volunteers, many will see Christ's love. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Interviews on demand, staff blogs, and more can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. Or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.